Hey, Meridian Hill, Becca McAteer here. Duke has asked that I give a quick update on the situation here in Nepal following last Saturday's earthquake, and to share some specific ways that you can be praying. As many of you know, for the past year and a half, I've been serving as a physician in Nepal at Tansen Mission Hospital in the western district of Palpa. I want to start by thanking you for your concern and support for the people of this country. This earthquake feels like yet another huge blow to folks here. Beautiful and generous-spirited, hardworking people who had to struggle hard at life even before all this happened. Earlier this week, I and a colleague were sent to a remote part of Gorkha, a district northwest of Kathmandu that was particularly hard hit. Because of our language and medical training, we were asked to do a needs assessment of a few villages and provide first response medical care for victims that hadn't yet been reached. Our team assessed four villages and found near total, or in some places, total destruction of all infrastructure, including extensive losses to village capital, such as livestock. We also found an enormous need for basic relief, like food, blankets, and shelter. It's hard to imagine what that even means without seeing it. The people we met had nowhere to go, literally, to get out of the rain, except for a few who managed to get tarps that they could hang as tents. They were fearful that in a few days, when their food supplies run out, their village will have nothing to eat. The situation remains extremely desperate for many thousands of Nepalis like these, living in the remote rural Himalayas that stretch across Nepal. In many cases, whole villages are now totally inaccessible except by helicopter, and even then with difficulty. The even greater need, of course, is for long-term infrastructure rebuilding, both in rural areas and urban centers like Kathmandu. Development was already slow in coming to Nepal even before the events on Saturday, due in part to long-standing civil and political unrest that finally began to cool down a few years ago. The extensive damage from this earthquake will take many years to heal. As the Lord leads you, please keep the people of Nepal in your prayers for comfort and healing in the midst of their sorrow and devastating losses, as well as for wisdom on the part of our leaders to distribute relief fairly and coordinate the long-term rebuilding well. But pray especially for the Nepali church to be mobilized, that they would help their communities and show the love of Christ to those around them, sharing his hope and salvation with the many here who need to know him. Donations are also welcome, although it's best to give to groups that have a long-standing presence and reputation in Nepal. Several organizations have been doing comprehensive, holistic development work in Nepal since the borders opened more than 60 years ago. They are well positioned to be effective here in the wake of this disaster, and they'll still be here long after the wave of acute relief recedes. I've included a few suggestions with links on my blog, wheregodcalls.wordpress.com. There will be opportunities down the road to come and offer practical assistance, but for now, the biggest needs are prayer and funding, in that order. In the face of such huge disasters, it's easy to feel powerless and to despair. Believe me, I know. But we can always, we must always, pray, placing these people solidly in the hands of our loving God. Thank you for your care over me this past week. Many of you have reached out via Facebook and email to check in and offer words of encouragement and prayer. I've sensed deeply the presence of God's Spirit and of His body, the Church, in the midst of all this. May we each come to know Him more fully in His sufferings as we come alongside those who suffer. May we learn more what it means to trust His healing power over brokenness like this. Let me close now with these words from Isaiah 54. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. This is the God we serve, my friends. His peace be over you. And please, stay near in prayer. Thank you.